What is naturally being known in this moment? Wise effort, simply receiving what's obviously arising to the attention. Just relax any sense of trying to make something happen. Just sitting here. Perhaps it's naturally feeling a sensation, letting it live its life in the light of awareness. Maybe it's burning or hot. You don't need to name it. Maybe before it ends, aware of an image arising, a picture of the knee. It's a thought energy, letting it be. Oh yeah, it's that seeing, thinking. No need to name. Perhaps awareness of a mood and a washing through. Slight feeling of disappointment or frustration or happiness. The next arising Dhamma, next arising experience, awareness receiving. Wise effort is just this gentle interest in how life is presenting right now. Suddenly aware of hearing, for example. And the feeling of, oh, what could that be? Awareness, notice that kind of leaning into that, wanting to know the next arising Dhamma. Sensations come and go. Thoughts and mental images come and go. Also Dhammas. We're not trying to stop thoughts. Thoughts are as natural as sounds, as sensations. But gently, with steady, as we begin to trust awareness more than needing to respond and react to every Dhamma that arises, as awareness gets a bit more steady, awareness of thoughts as object becomes a little bit easier, and we'll keep talking about that through the days. Moods, emotions, some strong, some less so. Sometimes awareness can actually feel that sense of relaxed receiving. The attitude in the awareness is not reactive, open, with interest rather than judge, and that can also be recognized with awareness. And then maybe a thought comes or a feeling, awareness doesn't quite notice. How can I keep it this way? This is the right way. Slips in under the awareness radar, so to speak. And then the attitude in the mind becomes different. A little bit tighter. A little bit, it feels more interested, but somehow you can feel that leaning in, subtle wanting. And as we slowly, as naturally, more recognition and trust in recognizing awareness develops, these shifts in attitude are noticed, they're interesting. Seeing the whole process gives us information. Seeing how the mind and body work. And noticing the constant shifting, changing, reorganizing. Certainly, at times can be difficult for us to trust this gentle simplicity of awareness. We find ourselves sometimes trying to make the awareness happen, right, or recognize it clearly, or hold on to it somehow, it, as if there's an it. But gradually, and people have mentioned this, and we keep being reminded that we don't create awareness, but we're just learning to recognize its activity. The simple knowing of whatever's arising by itself. Nature arises. Awareness is naturally knows. It's so simple we can't stand it. We got to do something. And awareness notices doing. There's no escape from awareness. Whatever's arising can be known in awareness. And maybe slowly we learn to trust that sitting here, being here through the days, with our sincere intention to cultivate awareness, even if we don't quite know what that means, that's okay. Sincere intention, we're learning to trust that However long we may not be recognizing awareness, or lost in a thought train here, or you wandered around in your room for an hour and suddenly thought, all right, wandering is like this. Learning to trust awareness comes back to be recognized, doesn't it? Always. It was not an act of personal will. So in that moment again, we can just notice, oh yeah, awareness of wandering, awareness of thinking, just tasting that sense of presence again. So it becomes, you know, kind of more familiar. Moving from the old habits of mind, that's what habits are, right? They're familiar. Even if they're not particularly helpful or useful, or sometimes not even pleasant, they're familiar. You know, like an old bathrobe, and we slide into them and feel cozy, even as what we're doing is causing ourselves grief. So let's let this, just the record, oh yeah, awareness is here again. Let's let that become familiar. And we don't need any special experience to refresh the awareness, because everything that arises can be known in this moment. I really want this to be different. A wanting. Here's awareness of wanting. Ah, great. From Utejaniya. We do not believe that gentle awareness will work. We don't trust that it will grow into something, so we are not patient with gentle awareness. Personal effort, which is where we go when we're not patient, it's using our own effort, trying to make something happen. While being patient, waiting as momentum grows, uses a natural process, a natural law, natural energy. Really, with awareness, we're just opening to nature, to life as it reveals itself in this moment. Just allowing attention to be with what's obvious. Sometimes different things happening quickly, sometimes not, sometimes quieter. One big sensation. There's no right or wrong. It's noticing what's presenting itself, awareness receiving. Anam Tupton called it, I love this, he called it just drinking the nectar of life. This receptive awareness, drinking the nectar of life. what's being known right now, just as it is. How's the attitude? How's the quality in the mind that's aware? Not a judgment, interest. Just being fully, fully present in this moment. It's like this. All of life is in this moment. May our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere. And so when we say our practice, you know this, but I'll say it again. We don't just mean practice is sitting here or doing the formal walking, right? Practice is this willingness, this interest, this commitment in yourself, in ourselves, to continue to recognize and become familiar with the awareness side of experience. And that isn't limited or constrained by any posture or any activity. It's more difficult in activities and talking, no question about that. And that's why we have retreats. But that's also why, if you looked at the schedule, you see we're opening up the schedule again this morning for the rest of the week. So now, in case you didn't see it in the morning, we have this group time together. And then until lunchtime, there's no structured schedule. And in the afternoon, similar as yesterday. Of course, the group meetings, of course, still happen. And the mindful awareness and movement still happens. And the times we meet together in the afternoon. But the rest of the time, you know, is to really morning and afternoon. This is to actually explore and strengthen our practice. But if it's new to you, and I'm sure Mark said a lot of this yesterday, but I'll say it again. It's really, it may be in the beginning, if you've done a lot of retreats, but not much self-retreat, or if it's new to you, it's also hard at times, because sometimes we maybe don't trust ourselves, or don't maybe trust our own motivation enough. And kind of, you know, it's the structure and the support, the external discipline of sitting and walking and doing it all together is absolutely helpful. No question about that. And there's times that we will choose to use that or do a retreat that's really more structured in that way, absolutely. But this style that we're introducing it's not like about, oh, okay, great, just fluff around the rest of the time. It really, what I found is it made me, allowed me to get more deeply in touch with the sincerity of my motivation to wake up, to recognize awareness. That's not meaning motivation to try and make something special happen. It's actually the reverse. It's like realizing, oh, I have to decide, when do I come in to sit? When you get up from the sitting, knowing why you're getting up, not just because the bell rang and now you can go. You know, so there's more awareness, more consciousness in what we're doing. And you take away the sense of getting it right. We're here to learn. We're here to learn. And it gets so, and when we keep coming back and realizing that's why you're here, that's your motivation, trusting that more, I found the fear, so to speak, of making a mistake would be wasting my time, right? I'm just fluffing around. But if I'm in the hall here, sweating bullets, you know, then at least I can't say I'm wasting my time. I may not notice without this steady awareness that what I was doing with my time while I was sweating bullets was cultivating aversion. Yes. Or you say, okay, well, this is just too painful. Oh, thinking, boom, and we're gone. But there's like a little intention to let's just think about this other thing because I am bored out of my mind. But I sat for an hour and a half. I'm really doing good, right? So we're taking that away. And no one's in here clocking, when do you come to sit, when do you go to walk? Because it's not about posture at all. It's really more and more seeing what's supportive in this moment to help refresh that sense of receptive, balanced awareness. And we're not always going to know, of course not. It's like this is an exploration. So the hall is always open, and they said come and go, just with respect and quietness, but not holding to a schedule. Walking, the formal walking, if that's helpful for you, again, not a formal schedule. Going outside, having a cup of tea, lying meditation, you know, is also very useful sometimes when you're really tight or, and just lie down, but you're awake and just receiving. You can see a sense of ease comes in that you didn't even know there was this striving. There's all kinds of ways to explore. And so this is a sense, the first few days that you might feel a little bit confused or lost or not trusting, have patience, you know, and trust in your own motivation. So we see, you know, I might think, I come in, I'm sitting for a while, I think, oh, I'm bored, let me get up. And awareness notices that thought, oh, boredom's like this. Quiets down, keep on sitting. Then another time you're sitting, then there's a strong pain. First, I'm sitting with this pain, I don't care what happens. You notice that harshness, it relaxes. You can keep sitting. But then, you know, like I said, the pain gets so stronger, even you're aware, but the aversion's stronger, and the more you're sitting, the more aversion's growing. What would support refresh awareness? Shift position, stand up. Not out of fear and aversion, but out of a respect for balanced awareness. So, oh, let me stand up. As soon as you're standing, you think, well, I'm standing, I might as well leave. You notice that. And then you leave or you don't leave. And you notice what's happening. Notice what's going on in the mind. Notice the choices that we make. Without any judging, none of this is like personal. This is really learning, you know? What time do you go into lunch? Are you there for 45 minutes before the lunchtime? There's no judging, noticing what the mind's doing and why. You know, am I always first in line? Do I always come last in line? Do I just go whenever? Is it different every day? Just little things. And we're noticing is that what's going on in the mind. Maybe it's nothing, just balanced, and now it's suddenly time to go, and you just do what's natural. Or maybe you're thinking about lunch now and planning when to go, noticing that. You know? There's no right or wrong. But as the day spreads out, it starts to bust us out of the conscious or unconscious sense that this is the real stuff when we're in here together. And that's what it's all about. And we fill in the time, but here's where you got to really perform. You got to really show up for yourself. It doesn't matter. Awareness is available everywhere and anywhere. And that's why this form of practice I found so helpful in our daily life. And so that's why we're really opening up and explore. Maybe you want to stay quiet and do a lot of formal sitting and walking, fine. Maybe going outside but really being present is really refreshes, keeps you aware, fine. And maybe how it was one day, you think, well, now I know I've got it down. The next day, guess what? Completely different. So it's like this freshness every moment. Without the sense that you got to get somewhere or get concentrated or do it right. Oh, what's happening now? Honestly, when we drop in, even for that moment, it just becomes interesting life. We're just receiving it. It's not all personal me. What do they think about me? How can I do it right? How can I get better? Because it's changing every moment. So we open the schedule, and it's really an intrinsic aspect of this style of practice. So explore. It's all about learning, exploring, recognizing awareness, see what supports, see how you lose it. We all do. And before questions, there's a couple of other announcements. First, today, SUSE's beginning to offer a few sign-up one-on-ones, just a few every day, and that's if you don't have a group that day, and there's something going on that's really, you know, confusing, you really have some questions about this form of practice, that's the time to sign up with her, right? It's not, I mean, maybe you're lonely or bored. That's not really the reason. She's a lovely being, but that's not really the reason. Something's going on. And she doesn't have a group. Yes. And so today's the big second test day, right? Second COVID test. I think they put it up, but we'll just announce. So they're going to be testing in the dining room between 1:30 and 2:30 this afternoon, correct? and maybe you read it already, but they would like at 1:30 people whose last names begin from A to K to come at 1:30. And then at 2, the rest, people whose last names begin with L to Z, come at 2. Now, we know, though, that this is interfering with the BIPOC affinity sit. So the people in that one, you don't, whatever your last name is, you don't have to come at 1:30. That's when the sitting starts, but you could come at 2 or a little afterwards. So I guess the sitting has to be a little bit shorter today. But just come at the 2 o'clock, or you could come 5 minutes after 2 or 10 after 2, something like that. But so that's our big excitement for the day. And we watch our minds, just watch awareness, watching what's happening, right? I have a feeling there, I've been having the feeling there's something else. No, no, okay. Well, I'll see if there's any questions. I had something else I was going to say, but do you have any questions about your practice? Or about the test, if there's something about that? Yeah. Good, good.
Can you talk a little bit about how to manage that?
Good. That's great, because that's what I was going to talk about, and then I didn't, and then he asked. Sometimes it's like that. He said, if you couldn't hear him, when I was describing, it sounded like, you know, one thing at a time coming in, but his experience is a lot of things coming in, and how do you work with that? So that's exactly one thing I was going to talk about. There's not one way that experience arises in awareness, and it can change. All the conditions are always changing. So sometimes, and of course it's easier to talk about when I'm kind of guiding, one thing is clearer than the others. Often, like say, there's this clear sensation. If you were kind of like vigilant looking around, you'd be aware there's all kinds of other stuff going on seeming at the same time, which is fine. And so at times when one thing is obvious and strong, in this style, you can just allow that to be the recognized thing, but not holding to it. Not, and how this style is different from, say, other ways I've practiced and taught, where there'd be the one thing and you'd then deliberately direct your attention in a kind of focused way into that object, into that sensation and explore, right? So here, and this is, it takes some getting used to, if you're used to doing that. Here we're not doing that. And I have to say, have you been used to practicing in that way? What I just said, right, going, yeah, right. And so it really took my mind a long time. The habits of meditation are very, I found, very strong in our minds. And so learning and practicing in a different technique, and it's not, first of all, we're not saying that the other technique is bad, we're just learning a different angle. I was amazed at the depth of the power of habit of my mind. And so here, even this, we can just notice. Okay, you know, you don't have to deliberately focus the attention in. But if automatically that happens, don't fight it, right? Okay. But you can notice, awareness notices, oh, look at that, the mind focuses in. Just like saying, oh, look at that, greed is arising. You see what I mean? But you don't have to do that. That's not the object. And so other times, though, it's lots of little things. Or you're feeling the mind's like glomming in when you're walking, but you can feel it's glomming in and you'd kind of like to relax it a little bit. And either way, as you're sitting or walking or doing whatever, you can start in a kind of a relaxed way. Say in the sitting there's a strong sensation. You don't deliberately go into it. You're aware of it. But because it's not so tight, you just gently be aware, let awareness, let it come in. You're not, it's just coming in. And just because there's a bit of a relaxed awareness, without trying, gradually you'll start to notice other things. So you might, you know, suddenly be noticing hearing, but you don't have to go to the hearing and name it. You don't have to do that. You do this, and there's a sense of things happening at once. That's okay. It doesn't have to be pristine, crystal clear, each thing, and that's the difference. It's more like, I call it 360-degree awareness. Like doing walking, say you're doing walking, And just gently relax. You don't have to focus on the feet, but you just relax. And in the beginning, you're just feeling the body walking very gently. You're not looking for stuff. But as you're doing that, and you get a little settled into it, you'll just gradually become aware of the sense of the air, or you'll be hearing, or you'll be aware that seeing's happening. That's a huge one when we're moving through the day. Remember to notice seeing. So much of the time, seeing is the prominent experience. And when we don't notice it, we get lost in what we're seeing, just like we get lost in the contents of thought. But so it's a practice. It took some time. And this is when you really think, nothing's going on. I'm just walking and spacing out, you know. I'm walking and aware of hearing and seeing and thinking and what? I'm supposed to get focused, wanting, you know. So you kind of relax as 360-degree awareness. And sometimes it feels like lots of things at once. That's okay. Sayadaw Upandita once gave me a very helpful, and so that's in the Mahasi style of really noticing, but in an interview, very helpful. He said there's like two ways mindfulness can show up. Both are fine. Say, imagine you're looking at a group photo, right? So one way is your attention really focuses in on one face. You see that face, that person very clearly. And there's an awareness, there's all the others, but you know, you're just really clear on that one. So that's kind of like the focusing in on one thing. But the other way, he said, is you take in the whole photo. You're not focused in on any one thing, but you're taking in awareness of the whole photo. And that's like a different angle of awareness. Both are fine. Does that help at all? Yeah. Yeah, good, good. Anything else? Quick question? Yes. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Yeah, right. Good luck, right?
Especially when we're experiencing some pain in meditation, should we like move or stretch to get comfortable, or should we just observe that pain?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Could you hear she was saying one of the things that said, you know, in your mind and body should be comfortable. That's one of those tricky statements because, you know, good luck, always being comfortable. It's impossible. That's one thing. But how to deal with if you're, say, sitting, and there's pain coming up in the body, should you move or stand up or should you just be with it? Is that and that's a very good question. So, and I think he's pointing to there's no way to always be comfortable. I mean, the first noble truth is, you know, you sit, at some point we move because the body hurts, right? But it's not like you're sitting, and it's not a sense of when you're really in pain, like I said, and just like tight, 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 you have to be with it. No, that's when you notice, oh, this discomfort is just increasing aversion, and it's not supporting a balanced awareness. Much more useful to move. To move with gentle awareness, to stand up, but you know you're doing it, the wise intention is you're doing it to support refreshing awareness. You're not just doing it because you hate what's happening. Do you get a sense of the difference? Exploring that. But yes, it's not about like forcing yourself to be uncomfortable at all. Or say you're going through the day and you're really, really tired. It's nighttime and you have this thing, no, I should stay up till 11 because that's what good yogis do. But you check it. It's not just boredom. You're really tired. So what's supportive? It might be supportive to go to bed. That level of comfort and ease, in a way of that the motivation is always what helps me to support and keep coming into balanced awareness, to continue practicing, not to get so tight that it just is you know, feeding aversion or clinging because it's the reaction so strong. It can't be awareness. Does that make sense? A formal type of meditation? You know, this is in this style, even in formal meditation, like here in the hall, it's really hurt. You're continuing, what we're cultivating is a steadiness of awareness, not a steadiness of object not changing. So if there's strong pain, awareness is aware of the pain, awareness is aware of the aversion, and the mind is still receptive and balanced, you can sit with it, fine. But when it becomes aware of the pain and you can see the aversion, it's getting stronger, stronger, there's no, oh, awareness, stay steady. What would support balance? Awareness, just stretch your knee out. But what we're continuing to support is the steady awareness. Did you see what I mean? So that's formal meditation, informal meditation, all the time. And it takes a while, as I say, to trust our intention, right? If we're used to just sitting without moving, then we think, well, I'm being a sissy now, you know, I'm moving, I'm giving it up. But the more we see that our intention is really to come into more balanced awareness again, you start to trust it, it starts to feel more natural. And then there'll be other times when you can just sit with it and you can, it's really interesting. And you're watching the aversion rise and fall and feeling the sensation when there's no aversion. I mean, there's times it's really interesting. And you can stay with that for a long time because it's balanced. And you then the next day you want to do that, but you can't because the conditions are different. You're too tired or something. And you know, you're exploding in rage, but trying to sit without moving like you could yesterday. And it doesn't work. So it's like really this exploring, but that's a great question. Yeah, thanks. Okay, we have to stop for the groups. Thank you all. And may we all test negative.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.